So the question was asked, if there's an argument between a couple and things are getting heated, what's a good way to end the argument? So obviously, there are certain aspects that are not one size fits all. Depends on what you're arguing about. And certain things are going to be requiring certain solutions. But there are certain things that we tend to forget in an argument, and they are really key to resolving the argument. I'm with you.
I have a question.
I didn't say anything yet. Maybe we'll finish this and then we'll get to another question. Okay. So let's first introduce a concept called framing. Now this is a concept that's relevant to every aspect of your life. It's relevant within a marriage, but it's relevant to everything you do, to everyone you come in contact with. I'll give you an example. Let's say I'm going to tell you that Jack is going to walk in here. Jack has 5 degrees from Harvard. He had a PhD at the age of 20. He happened to have made his first million when he was 18, his second million when he was 19, and he's a billionaire now at the age of 28. In walks Jack, dressed all sloppily with his baggy jeans and his hair is disheveled, and yeah, you know, he's got a scruffy beard, and he's got a pen that's half chewed behind his ear, and one guy whispers to the other, "Wow, that's how a genius looks." Jack gets up here and starts saying, "Guys, it's great to be here with you tonight." One guy looks to the other and says, "Wow, he's so nice, he talks like one of us." What happened? We framed him, right? We gave you a perspective on him. Now imagine I gave you a totally different introduction. Jack is a guy who turns his back on his parents, hasn't spoken a word to his parents in the last 10 years. Even though he could afford to help them, they live in the dumps out in Harlem. Jack is a guy who is getting out on probation right now. And I asked him on his way to the airport if he could stop in and talk to you guys for a minute. I didn't tell you all the other facts. They're both true. Meaning, this is true and that's true. In walks Jack, and you look at him, and one guy says to the other, "Couldn't even get a shave." And the other guy says, "Look at those jeans, they're oversized." And Jack says, "Guys, I want to have a word with you." And this guy turns to the other guy and says, "Why would you want to hear a word from a bum like that, right?" Wait a second, it's the same Jack. Right, but you could look at Jack from two angles. Same Jack, which point do you want to present? So that's true about all of us. Now, we don't realize it, but many of our conversations are framed. Many people spend much of their life waiting to hear a compliment. And then the conversations are framed around that question, when's he going to say something positive about me? And you'll find that a lot of people spend a lot of the time listening within a conversation for that positive word. Some people need to hear love. Some people need to hear appreciation. Some people need to hear enthusiasm. But I'm waiting for that. And that to a certain degree, I think most people are framing their conversation around that. And if we had to take a general framing of conversation between men and women, so then, if we had to generalize, then I think it would be correct to frame the conversations as follows. He is repeatedly asking, "Do you appreciate me? Do you appreciate how smart I am, how skilled I am?" In other words, give me a word of appreciation that you admire my qualities. So now, let's look at a segment of a conversation. "Hi, honey. How was your day at work today?" He's waiting there. "Did you appreciate I filled the car with gas? Did you appreciate I made your lunch today?" "Tell me, yeah, that was great. Thank you." She answers, "It was great. How was your day today?" She's waiting there. I missed you today, right? Because let's frame her conversation. Her conversation is framed around the question, do you love me? Tell me you love me. Tell me you missed me. Tell me I'm important to you in your life. So now they're having a conversation, and they're both subconsciously waiting for the other one to fill the cues. They're both looking for different things, but they're looking to fill the cues. So in a regular conversation, it goes pretty simply. Hi, how was your day? Fine, nothing special. How was your day? Fine, nothing special. Both turn their backs, and both have a little bit of disappointment from that conversation. Now, if you want to understand the conversation, you just have to frame every segment of the conversation with that introduction. He says, do you appreciate me? How was your day today? She says, do you love me? Fine, how was your day today? So now if he heard that, so his answer was, my day was fine. I wish I could have spent more time with you this morning. And I missed you all day. I'm so happy we're back together again. Ah, he gave her what she wanted to hear. If she heard his framing, so she's going to give him what he wants to hear. Thank you so much for filling the gas. I can't believe you took care of the kids this morning. It was such a big help. You hear how the conversation plays itself out? Now let's go to an argument. You see how that's the beginning of resolving the argument? If you can understand what's happening behind the scenes, if you can understand that a large part of the discussion is, do you love me? There's the external conversation and the internal conversation. So then if I want to deal with the situation at hand, the first thing I have to answer is, I love you. And she'll look at you and say, but we were discussing whether I was the one who, left the iron on and burnt down the kitchen. Are you the one who left the iron on and burnt down the kitchen? And you say, yeah, but I still love you. Suddenly there's a smile on her face. Suddenly the conversation takes a different tone. You move forward. It's not a game. It's an important part of conversation. Now again, I'm not saying you've resolved the situation. You could say, I love you, and you still left the iron on. Well, if you love me, how could you say that? Okay, so I'm not saying you should say it that way. But I am saying if you want a generalized formula, so then generally, and we'll elaborate on this as the year goes on, that's a starting point. Before we get to you, I think we have to hear Daniel. Yes, on this point or something else?
My brother's name.
David, I'm sorry. Sorry.
No, I was going to ask. I read Rav Arush's book, and it says,